Morning, everyone. Just a couple brief things before we get started this morning. Given right now, given the mitigation procedures going on throughout the state, nothing should change for us. We are still within the parameters the way we have services set up. So really nothing's going to change at this point for us, and we'll continue on as we have been continuing on. One thing, though, let's just, for communion, let's come straight down the center here. And if you're in the same family, you can stay close together. But if you're in separate families, you know, about 6 feet apart as you come down the center there. I think that would be very, very helpful and very nice for all of us. I think that's all of our announcements this morning. And we begin with the singing of our opening hymn. Hymn number 700, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the November 1st worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen, Terry Biggs, and Ken Richard. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 700, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Hymn number 700 found in the Lutheran service book. Emma and Kate Stolzenberg are sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in honor of Brian and Coralie Stolzenberg's 20th wedding anniversary. Joanne Marlin is sponsoring the flowers on the stand in loving memory of her father, Irvin Schrader, for his birthday on October 30th. Ruth Opperman is sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in thanksgiving for his many blessings.
Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King.
Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands.
To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples.
To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron.
To execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. God on high. you. Let us pray. Merciful and gracious Lord, you cause your word to be proclaimed in every generation. Stir up our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may receive this proclamation with humility and finally be exalted at the coming of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The first reading for this, the Festival of All Saints, is from the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to baptism, what is baptism?
Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word.
Which is that word of God?
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
The epistle reading from 1 John, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 1st verse, and serves in part as our sermon text. "See what kind of love the Father has given us. We should be called the children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Gospel is recorded in St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 677, For All the Saints, hymn number 677, found in the Lutheran service book.
text from today's epistle reading. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is the good stuff. We're not looking backward today. We're looking forward. And this is very important to all of us. As I prepared for today through the week, and you well know, this church year, as we get close to Christmas, my father passed away. And it's hard, as you remember those things, he wasn't ready to die. He wasn't there yet. And in his last hours, I can still see him batting the air, trying to breathe. All of us around him. But we're not looking back. We're looking forward to be able to say on a day like today and every day that we receive the sacrament of the altar, we say the words with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. I'm very well aware that my father was far from perfect, that he was scared, and he wasn't ready. But he was something else, too. He was washed in the blood of the Lamb. He was draped in the robes of Christ's righteousness. He was a Christian. And I have no doubts this day, this All Saints' Day, that he's not thinking about me or my mom or any of us, because he's in glory. And those of you who have loved ones who have gone before you in glory are thinking the same thing. They're beyond all of this. They have passed all of this. They are beholding the face of God. And in that face of God, they are glorified. And the things that go on here, they don't pay attention to anymore, because they are experiencing the bliss and the glory and the joy of heaven. The apostle tells us, you are now, that's great words, you are now, like now, children of God. And that's a very good reminder, because when we look around us and we consider our lives and the struggles of them and the world around us, we might not notice that distinction of being the children of God. And so a day such as today, All Saints Day, is a good reminder of us of who we are and what our eternal home is. You are justified by grace through faith on account of the person and the work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have been baptized into the death and the resurrection of Jesus. You have been made children of God. Who, me? Can often come the reaction. Me, who is flesh and blood? Me, who still has the battles of flesh and blood? Me, who must confess each week that I am a poor, miserable sinner? Me, who has to fight my old Adam every day? You're telling me that me is a child of God? And the answer the apostle gives you today is yes, you are a child of God. In great love, you have been born of God. God the Father looked at you. God the Father made a decision and a choice, a very decided choice, and chose you in Christ as a pure gift. He did so in such a way that you really and truly are called children of God, born in infinite love and given all of the gifts that God bestows. Now, right now, you are God's children and you are God's heirs. Now, is it true that you look very much like all of the other people in the world? Yes, that is true. You do look like all the other people in the world. And neither other people nor we ourselves can yet see the glory that is ours and the glory that is before us. God has not made this glory public yet. You cannot see your incorruptible inheritance. You are not yet in glory around the throne of God. You are among those who now remember this day, only those who have gone before us into that glory, who have died in the faith, who are beholding the face of God, and with us who are waiting for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the dead. Not yet is the crown of glory on your head. Not yet are the robes of Christ's righteousness visible on you. You now live in God's kingdom of grace. In this kingdom, you wrestle with the flesh. We live in our broken human nature, and we slog through this world. Here in God's kingdom of grace, you are subject to bearing the cross, and you endure trials, and you endure tribulations. Here, your new Adam lives deeply hidden in God, and you know God only through His Word and His sacraments. If only, though, for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all people. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes through a man. For as Adam all die, as in Christ all shall be made alive. So we have a hope that is past this life, and a hope that is not mere wishful thinking, a hope that is really more like the word confidence, confidence in the glory to come, confidence in the resurrection of the dead, where we shall see Christ face to face, and we shall be transformed body and soul into His likeness, to the likeness of Jesus, the firstborn of the dead. We look forward to the coming of the kingdom of glory. That's what we're looking forward to, not just this day, but each and every day, God's kingdom of glory. Right now, we see, as the Scripture terms it, through a glass darkly. But then face to face. Now we know in part, but then we shall know fully, even as we are fully known. Through the witness of Scripture and the testimony of many witnesses in that Scripture, we know that Jesus has been raised from the dead. We know that there is eternal life, and we will come to see our God and our Creator face to face. We will enjoy a bliss and joy that is undefinable by human words. We've got nothing to describe it. All we're merely doing is scratching at the surface of that joy and that glory that belongs to those who believe in Jesus Christ. And this glory is won for all people by the sacrifice of Jesus and is enjoyed by all of those who acknowledge their sins, who humbly repent of them, and who trust in Jesus Christ for their salvation. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever should believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now it is true enough that we believers will have to endure death before we come to glory and the church triumphant. And it's hard to do, and it's often hard to endure the memory of the loved ones who have died, and it does make us uneasy. And yet, resting in the forgiveness of Christ and the peace of God, death has lost its terrors for the Christian. And we are assured by our Savior that when we die, we will not perish. The one who believes in Christ does not lose their life in death. Rather, through death, they enter into life. In this new life to come, as we look to the glory of heaven and the eternal glory of the new heavens and the new earth, we will always behold God And in that beholding of God, we shall reflect the glory of God. That is you. You resurrected. You reflecting the glory of God. You in glory with perfect freedom and from every evil. You resurrected in a bliss that surpasses all human comprehension. Your body will be similar to that of the glorified Christ. It will shine forth as the sun. Perfect immortality will adorn it, and it will be full of strength and beauty, because sin, the source of all death and decay and ugliness and weakness, all of that will be done away with. It will no longer exist, only leaving in you that which is glory. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. And so today we remember to look forward, not behind. Today we confess not only our sins, but also our confidence in future glory. Today we see more than we can see. Today we see with the eyes of faith that which is not seen, but which is trusted in, the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting. So as we face the trials and the tribulations and the problems of this life, as we fatigue over all of the issues we face in this mortal existence that we have, let us heed the words of Jesus. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of eternal life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
And now may that peace, which passes all understanding, be in your hearts and your minds to the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us now rise for the singing of the offertory. Saints Day, and also the commemoration of the faithful departed, those of our congregation who have gone to glory this church year. We open by praying. Almighty God, Father of mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously with all those who mourn, that casting every care on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
In joyful expectation of the resurrection to eternal life, we remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in faith, and all those who are in our hearts and in our minds. This day, Ralph E. Hendrickson. Doris Jean Hines. Janet K. Maurer. Evelyn L. Neal. We pray. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us rise as we continue our prayers. Heavenly Father, you have made us your children in the waters of holy baptism. We humbly ask that as we travel the fortunes and misfortunes of this life, we never forget to have in our minds the life to come, so that by your grace in all times we would remember who we are and whose we are. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty God, in your omniscience, you know who will be elected this Tuesday to positions of authority in our communities and in our nation. We implore you that no matter the outcome of the elections, the peaceful transfer of authority would remain one of the great hallmarks of our republic, to the end that your church would remain able to proclaim the way of salvation in peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Gracious Lord, in your wisdom, you have called Lori Bishop's father to his eternal home. Hear our prayers for Lori, that she may find comfort in her father's adoption by grace, and that he this day and all days henceforward, that she may be able to see her father, worshiping with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We pray also, O Christ, for the sick and the hospitalized. Especially do we pray for Kathy Beaver as she seeks healing from the ailments affecting her mortal frame. Grant healing if it be thy will, and grant unto both Kathy and John the grace to say, thy will be done. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We continue now with the preface as found printed in our order of service. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints gathered in the one body of your Son. You have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them, receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 holy Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Sharing in the Sunday morning worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on weekends at 10 and 5 and on weekdays at 8 and 5. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
This is the Say ginger. This is the body of Christ. Shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Say ginger. This is the true blood of Christ. Shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ. Shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ. Shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
Closing hymn is number 554, O Jesus, King Most Wonderful, number 554 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Please be seated. I kind of got tunnel vision at the beginning of the service this morning and forgot to mention that this Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month, November 3rd, 10 a.m., we just have if you know somebody who feels they're kind of at a higher risk and they don't want to be out in a crowd of people, we do have a communion service in the auditorium. Everybody wears their masks. It's just a short communion service, and each chair over there is set 6 feet apart. So if you know anybody who wants to do that, have them give a call to the office to leave a message today or Monday, so we kind of know how much communion to set up for that. And also, the congregation has been working with the food bank for many, many years. And this weekend, or this week, Linda Aper and some of the other members of the congregation, Betty Schmidt, who works at the food bank, volunteers there, they put together, how many was it, 57? 58 kits. What they were Thanksgiving kits, Thanksgiving meals, everything but the turkey. But there was a box of dressing, I think, some cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie can mix, a few other things that go in that. They were all put in a bag, 58 of those. We're still working with the food bank, obviously. If you're a Thrivent member and haven't used your Thrivent Choice dollars yet this year, I'm sure you can see Linda, and she'd be more than happy to help you with that. Do you have anything to add, Linda? That's what it was. Okay. So look on your Thrivent website for the Action Team. It's a $250 prepaid Visa card that can be, Linda helped me walk through the one for my account, and when it comes in the mail, I'm just going to give it to her, and she's going to do it all over again, hopefully with IGA and that. So thank you to those who did that. And may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.